way of nonviolence. It's the only path to start the revolution of everlasting peace. Become a messiah, because the world is insane. It's no time to be passive. Take decisive action. Receive the new dispensation of universal priesthood, of the Pentecostal flame. No religious boundaries.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Realization of our oneness. Heal the separation by going out as sheep among wolves, treading on scorpions, filled with fiery light, working day and night to bring home the lost and broken, bring them back into the fold of the fullness of heaven, the kingdom within, biomystical enlightenment, awakening in this new age. Be your own sage.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there, but I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend, only love will bind, only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Don't fall back asleep. The time of now is crucial to spread the holy virus of God union, the bliss of God communion, and sweet samadhi. Don't forget nirvana, cosmic conscious for all, sons and daughters of the absolute, your one and true identity. Pray for your brothers and sisters, for the family of the Most High.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Can't live in a bubble, come out of solitude, and sow some seeds on fertile ground. Light the world on fire with the Holy Spirit. Some call it Shakti or the life force housed in the spine. Ascending and descending angels, here to help in the cause of bringing heaven to earth.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there, but I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Well, hello, and welcome to Turning Points and Transformations. This is Brian Rice coming to you on a wonderful, warm day here in Western New York. Strange the weather is. It's strange that we can never seem to predict what's going to happen. We were at sub-zero temperatures just a week ago, and now we're in the 60s. Quite a radical change. And we all in our own lives experience that radical change. And the topic today is you're never alone, basically, because you're not. Even when you think you're in the pits of despair, you are not by yourself. If you're physically alone in your own proximity, in your own house, in your own dwelling place, you're still not alone. It's the divine indwelling presence that is within, and always present, imminent, transcendent, always there, all abiding, totally transformative, pure and inviting. I wanted to let you know that this show has been on hiatus for a couple weeks, and you can still listen to the archives in Blog Talk Radio and catch some of your favorite episodes of Turning Points and Transformations. Go back and listen to them anytime. Or you can check it out at turningpointsandtransformations.org. That's turningpointsandtransformations.org. In there, you can find the show and you can download it, some of them free. There is an e-store, and many of your favorite shows for mere 99 cents are available to you for download, so you can own and put on your iPods and MP3 players and listen to them. There are some good shows, not to tout or toot my own horn, but there are some things that I was spirit inspired to talk about in many of the shows, and I feel that there's a great message to be shared in many of the shows, and if you want to listen to those and download them to have, they're available there at turningpointsandtransformations.org. Now, to our show. I guess in my own life, I've been dealing with loneliness, and I've had to take my own advice and heed my own advice, and heed the advice of scriptures all around, universal scripture, universal religion, Sanatana Dharma, that is, the universal truths that have been revealed to man throughout all time. And that is that we are always in the presence of divinity. No matter where we are, what we're doing, how low we've sunk, how many things we've done or mistakes we've made, we're never alone. And in the real life of truth, many of us feel those pits of despair or go down into those pits of despair, and we have a lot of things that try to derail us from our train tracks that we travel in this life, the path that we travel, or the path that we tread. And loneliness is one of those things, and one of those demons that we have to wrestle with. Even when we're in a big family, a household with a big family, we can still feel alone. Now, I'm telling you that loneliness is reality. And I don't know if it's because I've been dealing with things from the subconscious mind coming up, but I find more and more that I miss my wife. And I miss her dearly when she's not around. And I have found that in recent weeks that sometimes I want to surround myself by my animals, rather than be up in my office working, recording, doing shows on the web, doing any kind of type of work that needs to be done. Now, in the silence of meditation, in sadhana, or spiritual practice, daily discipline, there's a place in a home where that divine indwelling presence resides, and that's where you meet God the Beloved. It's in your vulnerability. It's in your willingness, your allowance. It's okay to be vulnerable. If no one's ever given you the permission to be vulnerable, to feel vulnerable, take mine now. There's a lot of things that can depress us and get us down. And we need some sort of spiritual practice for upliftment. Our goal is to uplift. If we're teachers, spiritual teachers, if we're people in the community serving, even people doing hard work, manual labor, we're all in some way, some capacity, doing something for somebody else. So know in your heart, deep down, that all your efforts are true and tried and will bring fruits. Your labors will bring fruits. And the fruit of your labor is peace. Another fruit of your labor is tranquility. Bliss. We can cultivate the space in the time spent in meditation, whatever that practice might be for you. I'm doing a 40-day sadhana as part of a training that I'm doing for Kundalini Yoga. Yes, I've told you in the past that I am a progressive, independent Catholic priest, and I teach Kundalini Yoga. And I find a place for that. And no, Kundalini Yoga is not a religion. It's a way of life. It's a spiritual practice. It's a spiritual discipline. But it complements what I do. And it has complemented what I've done for a while now. I just find it very interesting that in the wake of doing this spiritual practice that brings up things from the subconscious, when you meditate, sometimes you can feel like you're in a bad mood after you meditate. Now, meditation is listening to God, while prayer is talking to God. When you're talking to the divine, it's sometimes you can feel that connection. Sometimes you might not feel something. Your feelings and emotions do engage, can engage, and you should allow them to engage. But they don't always, and it doesn't always happen that way. And so we can feel empty, even when we're praying or in a begging way. One thing we should not do, says Paramahansa Yogananda, is be a beggar before God. We should demand things. We should command that they be true, that they come true, that our prayers are heard. And we should trust and know that our prayers are heard. In the space of meditation, on the other hand, we have to cultivate an openness and a receptivity. And in that receptivity, we tune ourselves in to divine consciousness. We tune ourselves into our higher selves, our God selves. And it's there in a space and time and place that we find solace. That we find our true radiance in the moments where we let go. So, in meditation, as I said, things can come up and cause you to be in a dark mood, dark place. You could have dark feelings. And we need to clear that. We need to release that. We need to find ways to release that and transmute that energy and from dark to light, from yin to yang, from negative to positive. And how do we do that? Well, there's many spiritual practices and many things that could suggest to you. But most of all, you have to cultivate an awareness for mutuality amongst you, people in your life, but most importantly, you and the divine. I'm sitting in a house with 5 animals. But otherwise, in relation to other people, I'm alone. And how do I deal with my loneliness that I've told you I've been experiencing as a result of some of the things that have surfaced in meditation? Well, one thing you can do, you can journal. You can give a voice to your loneliness and your pain through active imagination, a Jungian idea, a Carl Jungian idea. And in that type of depth psychology, we give a voice to our pain, a voice to our feelings of fear, and we learn to deal with what's called our shadow self. Now, I'm here to tell you that it's never easy. You know, whether you're a married person or a single person, we all need time for ourselves. And I've realized that. I used to be a very solitary person, even in the midst of a marriage. And how does a marriage work when somebody spends a great deal of their time in solitude? Well, unless you're bringing something back to the relationship, it's very difficult if you're used to dwelling in that place of not of me and myself and I only, and being absorbed in that, you're going to have very little to give. Reciprocity will be compromised. I've been blessed in this past year. Though it's been a healing time for my wife, it's also been a healing time for me, but she's been grieving the loss of her father. And I grieved along with her as I spent 7 years living with father in the same house. And when he passed away, the grief cycle began for my wife. And I found myself wanting to distance myself from her when she was caught up in the anger and the negativity and negative feelings and the denial. How she handled it was she lashed out at me a lot. And so I would kind of retreat away. But that time, or that phase rather, that phase did pass. And a closeness evolved that was never there in the first 7 years of our marriage. Now in the eighth year, going on eight and a half, we have something very special. And I know she won't listen to the show. She just doesn't listen to my shows. But I can honestly say that without a doubt, my life would not be the same without her. And it's been I've had to walk a fine line in being able to figure out what is attachment or dependency and what is true love. Now, we all want to have a soulmate. Even people who live the celibate life or the monastic life, they want a soulmate. They usually want it to be God. And it should be God. It should be the divine presence, the divinity consciousness within you. That's the right approach to take. You can never go wrong. Never. With the divine consciousness in mind, we are always led from darkness into light. That is the role of the guru. So the guru within you, the divine presence, the God presence within you, is your soulmate. No person can fulfill that for you. No person can be that for you. You are your soulmate. Your soul is your soulmate. Now, these ideas transmitted by Yogi Bhajan, father of Kundalini Yoga in the West. And a lot of people had problems with that. And in past relationships, I would have had a problem with that, being told that. Because I wanted to find the right person, the right woman in my life. And when I had the mutual call to both marriage and the priesthood, that yearning was intensified. And I experienced it in multiple facets. In different dimensions. And because of that, I became a unique person, person that I would not have become had I chosen the traditional path of celibacy or refused to dance with the idea or entertain the idea of becoming a priest, a married priest nonetheless, to be a living symbol in multiple ways of that God presence. The same God presence that dwells within you, in me, and in our loved ones. Now, one of the things to keep in mind is you need to have alone time. You need to have that time, that quiet time with God. You need to have that quiet time with the divine, with the transcendent. Because when you wallow and when you are down on yourself, we need some upliftment. We need that upliftment. We need that wisdom that leads us from darkness to light, which is the meaning of guru, again, as I said before. So we have to get in touch with the guru within ourselves. And we're all a disciple of something, to something. But we have to be true to that inner guru within. And if it means being true to an outer guru too, as well, that's fine, if that works for you. But the presence dwells within. The light dwells within. And take comfort in knowing that. What do you do to process loneliness when you're trying to experience something more than with that feeling of emptiness might hold for you? When you're dying to connect with someone else, it's really the dire desire, not dire, but the almighty desire to join with the infinite. It's all a microcosm of the macro, of the larger, of the whole. And so, what can we do besides meditation and prayer? We can express ourselves in multiple ways. We need to express ourselves. We need to express the needs we have for companionship, the needs that we have for human relationship. Even if you are a single person and you chose the single life and you've chosen the single life, you still have to surround yourself by people. It's really hard to be a recluse. You still rely on other people for other things. You'll have to. Whether it's getting your food from a grocery store, some of your basic security needs, needing them met, food and shelter, you'll have to obtain them somehow. And even if you're living in the most simplest of situations and simplest of manners of habitat, you're still going to find a need for human interaction. You're still going to find a need for that in your life. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. There's no way around it. No way around it. So, what are you going to do the next time you're feeling low? Next time you're feeling alone? Are you going to wallow in it? Or are you going to go to that place, the silent space within, and cultivate a place for the divine light presence within you? I advocate for a peaceful lifestyle, one of upliftment. And it needs, and it takes work. It takes hard work. And it requires discipline. But don't allow the well of inspiration to dry up either. We need inspiration. We need to feel inspired to do something, to do something big, whether it's for ourselves or for other people. We should seek to serve and seek to engage in human relationships in some way, every day. I didn't want to take up too much of your time today. I just wanted to share a little heartfelt sentiment, some wisdom to chew on. Again, you can find this episode on turningpointsandtransformations.org, along with many other episodes in the digital e-store as well. And I urge you to take into consideration supporting this outreach. It is listener-supported. Making a small donation is much appreciated. And that helps to make more higher quality, studio quality recorded episodes available to you, in addition to shows broadcasted on Blog Talk Radio. So wherever you are in time and space, I wish you peace, deep peace, and I wish that you too can know you can know that presence. The divine presence. The all-consuming presence. Let it consume you. Let it reside in you. And let it drive you. I wish you peace. I send you on your way. Some words of upliftment.